Into sports.
20 yards out, Urs to shoot, don't shoot! Oh, what a goal for Fabinho! Wow!
Then get into the all-new OTB Sports app.
I think when he apologises to me, I probably will say hello to him, yeah.
No. Videos, sports news, live scores, interviews.
If Fabregas is going to come up to me in the street and give me some of the mouth that he would have given me on a football pitch, what would he do? He'd get a slap.
Plus, exclusive content on the OTB Podcast Network. The biggest names in sports, ready when you are. Search OTB Sports on your App Store and download it now.
The OTB Podcast Network. With Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural, protein-powered chicken bites.
Football on Off the Ball
with Paddy Power, fueling the mischief in the beautiful game. Gamble responsibly. See Dunlewy.net.
O'Brien, what a night at Anfield. 68 games unbeaten until Burnley rock up and Sean Dyche's side have ended that long run for Liverpool. What is going on with the champions?
Well, it's quite hard to absorb it all, Nathan. They've been so sensational, I think, over the last couple of seasons. Liverpool, even though they didn't win the league 2 years ago, the points total was remarkable. But now they've suddenly become average enough. When you look at it, 34 points from 19 games is not a good points total by any means. And it doesn't tell any lies. I always say the time to look at the table, if you're playing just the double round, as they are obviously in England. When we go back in the League of Ireland, we used to play three rounds. I used to say, look at it in terms of each set of 11 games told a tale. 22 games told you a much more honest tale. But in England, it's 19 games. You've played everybody. And the points total Liverpool have is an average enough points total. And they've lost three games, which is the same they lost in the whole season last year after they had the league more or less wrapped up. And they're just not firing well. I said during the commentary a couple of times tonight, what players are playing as well as they did last year? And the only ones you could say are anywhere near as well as Andy Robertson, left back, and even he isn't being as effective. And the goalkeeper, Alisson. Unfortunately tonight, Alisson didn't do it. Now, you know, he made a couple of saves in the game, but he gave away the penalty ultimately. You look at the situation where they haven't won now in five games. Four of those games they failed to score. And that tells a tale. Lots of possession again tonight. Made some chances. Nick Pope made two very good saves, I would say. Alexander-Arnold's shot in the second half. Low down to his left-footed shot, and the save from Salah on the near post, quite similar, from a similar position. But other than that, he didn't make remarkable saves. The one really clear-cut chance they had, and in terms of the Premier League, it was an extraordinary opportunity for Origi when Ben Mee made the one error that either him or any of the back four made in the match, allowed Origi to run away. Few minutes to half time, he's running away 1v1 with the goalkeeper, and for me, it was a finish of a fella who hasn't played regularly, wasn't particularly confident, was a bit scared, took the shot on too early. If he'd have kept it low and finished it, he'd say, right, great finish, but he didn't. He took it too early and he put it too high, opened out the inside of his right foot, got too much on it, comes off the underside of the bar. And that was Liverpool's best chance that they probably had in those last five games. And he missed it. And they didn't recover from that. But fair play. I think Burnley tonight, you have to give Burnley great credit. I mean, they needed the points badly. I think that moves them up two places above Brighton and Newcastle. It was a massive win for them. But a brilliant performance. I think, again, I mentioned it early in the game. The last four games, there's only been one goal in each of them. They got it in one of the matches. They beat Sheffield United. The other three, they lost 1-0. So all their games are tight, scrappy, scrap games. They don't mind defending for long periods. They don't get beaten easily. They find it hard to score goals. They've only got 10 goals, but they've got 19 points from them 10 goals. That's a lot of points from 10 goals in 18 games. So fair play to them tonight. They played very, very well. Liverpool are missing their injured players. But the injured players, apart from Jota, are not in the forward line. the injured players are in the fence. So they're missing the players in the part of the pitch that they've been most deadly in the last three seasons. They're not missing them there, but those players are not playing well. The exception of Jota, he's the only one that's missing that area of the pitch. And they're just not taking, they're not creating as many chances as they used to, and they're not scoring as many goals.
Which is a bad old mix if you're trying to challenge for a title. Liverpool last season, when they were rampaging through teams, in some ways they were quite predictable. A lot of their goals used to come in similar fashion, and the two fullbacks were key to that. There was a time where Robertson and Alexander-Arnold looked like the two best fullbacks in world football. Alexander-Arnold, you don't want to single out one player, but maybe he is the one that there's been the most obvious decline in. He had 18 crosses tonight, not one of them found a Liverpool player. He just looks completely shot in confidence. Or is he shot in energy? Or can you identify what the problem with him is that seems to be replicated almost throughout that team?
I think if you said he had 18 crosses tonight and not one of them found a Liverpool player, I'd say all 18 found a Burnley player, because they were in very good positions tonight. They read where those crosses were going to. A few of them in the first half were quite poor. They were dinked into the box from in line, I'd say, with the penalty area. So they come up made in yards out where defenders are in good positions. They're facing the ball. They can see what's happening behind them. They're able to open up their bodies, but see where the cross is coming from, attack the ball, get there before Liverpool's attacking three, who aren't big guys. Even Shaqiri up there is another small fella making four. Oxlade-Chamberlain went in that position in the second half. So they can see it and win it. The second half, a lot of his crosses were cutbacks, which were where the goals were scored from in the last two seasons that he's been in the team. Tonight, it was always a Burnley player there first. They read it. They read the pass. They knew it was where it was coming to. And it was often Ashley Westwood who was the one that got there first. So I think, while he's not playing as well and he is probably less energetic, there's not as much space for him to play in. I think if you
so
look,
so they're too predictable.
Well, yes, but I think also you take on board that the opposition are better prepared than they were in the last two seasons for playing against them, and there isn't enough variety to it, and the front three aren't as sharp. And now they are also losing confidence because it's not been going for them in recent games. Like last season, it used to be Mane gets a chance and checks inside and finishes. It's in the net off his right foot. Salah the same. Firmino set something up, didn't score loads of goals. But there was always something from that front three that was deadly. They could get a goal off. One of the centre-backs coming in, get a header. Alexander-Arnold even scored four goals in the league. None of that is happening now. The midfield players have never been big contributors to the goals. Wijnaldum, the regular three of Wijnaldum, Fabinho and the other, whoever the other has been, Keita, Milner, none of them have ever contributed a lot of goals. So that's been a weakness in their side. But now when the front three are not on form. And I think Jota was a real plus early in the season. He was exciting. And you could see why he initially started coming on as sub and scoring goals. Then he was earning the starting place because of the quality of his play when he came on. Now he's not an option. And the other three have got worse. But you also have to look at the opposition's organisation. It's consistent. I think you mentioned it during the game, the type of teams near the bottom of the table, Newcastle, West Brom,
that's
Fulham.
Five of the bottom six they've now dropped points against.
Yeah. I think that might be the bottom six, actually, if you add Burnley into that now tonight. So, like, that tells a clear tale. None of those teams, I would say, exception of Brighton, played a very open game. Brighton would have had a go, but they were often forced back deep in the game. But the others would all have been teams that were prepared to sit in and scrap and scrape and wait on their chances. West Brom did when Sam came in. It was one of his first games, I think. And they got a break at a set piece. And so Liverpool haven't been able to get the second goal. Some of those games haven't been able to get the first goal. And that's where the fault lies. And who would have thought that we would be saying that about what have been the most deadly front three in English football in recent seasons, since Sané, Aguero and Mahrez, probably Sterling, Mahrez, Sané, that combination of three out of those four were at their best. But it's certainly it's blown up on Liverpool now.
we are still only halfway through the season. The gap is 6 points to Manchester United. But Liverpool's fixture list is Manchester United in the Cup on Sunday. Over the next month, they've got Tottenham, Manchester City, Leicester, Everton in the league, Champions League games against Leipzig. There is no rest. There's games every 3-4 days. Do you see any way that Klopp can turn this around, that Liverpool can be there contending for the title when we enter the final month of the season?
Yes, I do, because of the quality that he had. But he said tonight the quality of the squad was so good that he had to give the other players an opportunity. It was also, you know, if he was being honest, he would have said, well, Salah isn't playing well enough. Firmino isn't playing well enough. And that's why I've got to give Origi a go. I've got to give Oxlade-Chamberlain another start, even though last game he started, they lost 2 against Southampton. But he's made the changes tonight. He's played in Shaqiri in the more advanced position the first half. But now the question is, are those players going to be good enough against the type of opposition they have coming up? They were last season. They haven't been this season. They have been against some of those earlier this season. Against those teams, they certainly played very well. I think against Leicester, they played very well. Played well enough against Spurs, although it took a late goal, the corner kick from Minos Heather, to beat Spurs. The cup match is important in that tournament. They would like to stay going in that tournament. You wouldn't bet on them, given Manchester United are quite buoyant at the moment. They're in excellent form. String of successive wins. Pogba coming into real form, scoring vital goals. And their rotation has worked well for Solskjaer. Hasn't worked well for Liverpool and for Klopp. So they're in a sticky spot. But you point out those fixtures they have coming up. The reality is that there are 19 fixtures left in the league. It'll take some turnaround in form for them to do it, because Leicester are in very good form. City are in great form and they have a match in hand. Manchester United are playing very, very well. Chelsea, no, they've not played well. They're out of the picture. Spurs, a bit mixed, I'd say. I wouldn't fancy Spurs at all. But at the moment, they're all gaining more points in this little spell than Liverpool are, because Liverpool are earning so few points. So it's going to be difficult for them to turn it round, but they've still got a lot of quality in the squad. Some of them look like they need a rest. He's on the form of the players he's brought in, he's not going to be able to give them a rest.
Football on Off the Ball
with Paddy Power, fueling the mischief in the beautiful game. Gamble responsibly. See dunlewy.net.
The OTB Podcast Network, with Green Farm on the go. Snack smart with 100% natural, protein-powered chicken bites.